as promised, we're going to talk to Fevzi Turkalp, editor of GadgetDetective.com. And as I mentioned, we're going to look at why the rise of AI is causing a potential jump in the price of gadgets. So tell us more.
Yeah, so this is all the fault of AI, right? You've heard of all these AI data centers that are being built, these huge data centers full of computers that consume not only lots of electricity and water, but they also consume lots of computer memory and storage. And the demand globally for RAM, memory, and, solid-state drives and so forth is just, gone up immeasurably. And the effect is that last year it put up prices of these things by about 50%, and the forecast is that we may see another 40 or 50% this quarter alone. So and the reason is not just the problem is not just that, when we need to upgrade our computers or whatever, but almost all our technology, smartphones, tablets, computers, almost all our devices contain memory and storage. So the effect is that our gadgets will go up in price. Some people are holding the line at the moment, but they won't be able to do that indefinitely. And or they'll be constraining the specifications. So, you get shrinkflation for food products, like a Curly Whirly bar was huge when you were a child and is now teeny tiny. Computers will have less memory than they would otherwise and less capabilities than they would otherwise. So you might see a levelling out, because normally you'd see those things increase over time. But now we're going to go through a sort of lean phase. So it's kind of interesting, because we all think AI is a great, great product to have, and most of us now use it. But there is a price for that. And we've spoken before about how, there are plans to build multiple nuclear power stations in the northeast of England now just to power these data centres.
Wow. Yeah. And is there any way that this can be addressed? Can we produce a lot more memory very quickly?
Yeah, I think, yes, we can do it. No, we can't do it very quickly, because the supply is constrained, because, the production capability was matching the demand, more or less. And now we're going to have to, these companies Micron, Hynix, Samsung, those are the three big manufacturers, they're going to have to gear up. And it's very interesting, Micron, which owns the Crucial brand, and their products I've recommended for years, has just killed the Crucial brand and said, we're not selling any more memory or anything to consumers, because we need to sell it. I presume they make more money when they sell it to data centers and consumers. So they've killed the brand, right? As far as I can tell, they're not going to be any more after February, no more manufactured. So that tells us that it's not a short-term problem, that for even though these companies will ramp up their production, AI data centers will continue to take whatever can be made. So we're going to have, I think, a lean couple of years in that respect. There is another way in which AI is influencing us, potentially negatively as well, which is there's a report.
I can think of quite a lot of ways, but maybe that's for another day.
Yeah, and some of them more obvious than others, right? But this one is I think it's particularly interesting. There's a report from Clutch. I think it was earlier this week. And it's about how we are using AI tools when we're evaluating products to buy them, right? And 70% of consumers use AI tools during the online shopping process, and 65% specifically for product research. And the problem is that we're increasingly getting AI in that process and shopping bots. So I don't know if you've seen them already, but already things like ChatGPT and other providers, they've started producing shopping bots. Now, these are things where you can say, I need a really good smartphone. Which one's best for me? Why don't you help me choose, right? And that's a fantastic thing. As that technology develops, it'll be great, because if it knows about you, it knows about your finances, it knows about your job, your hobbies, whatever, it will help choose the right gadget for you. But the problem is, it's being the recommendations are already being affected effectively by sponsorship. So just like when you do a Google search, you see that the first two or three entries are often sponsored and they're labelled as sponsored. And that means they wouldn't normally be at the top of the list, but someone paid to put them at the top of your search list, right, for a Google search. Now, in a similar way, when you ask it to go choose you a smartphone or a computer or a tablet or whatever it is, those recommendations are being influenced by those brands paying money.
And to the AI? Yes,
or to the companies that produce the AI, really? Yeah. So, yeah, and it's not always transparent that that's what's going on. At least with a Google search, you see the word sponsored, but they're still elevating it to the top of the search. So I have some issues with that. But here, it's not obvious that that recommendation isn't purely based on your needs. And think of it, because this is going to do away with the advertising market will be decimated by this technology, because what's the point of advertising if the entity that's choosing is an AI bot?
Mm.
Right? It doesn't respond to advertising in quite the same way as a human. So we have to find another way of influencing it, which we pay the makers of the AI to promote certain products in their research.
Yeah, that is quite worrying. And it reminds me of something I read during the week about ChatGPT, saying they're going to start putting adverts in their results, or you have to pay. And I mean, I'm not surprised, because I didn't imagine we'd have all of this stuff to use and not end up paying for it. But I mean, is that a similar sort of thing there? And it seems to be a little bit worrying if you're going for advice.
I think, well, again, you know, advertising is going to be adversely affected. So I don't know how long they'll bother with that when they don't need to run adverts if they own the shopping bot that you use, right? They're making their money that way. I'm less worried about advertising in the sense that we're used to it. I mean, we see websites are full of it. As long as it's clear that it's an advert.
But when they announced this, that they said something like, well, and of course this won't affect in any way the results that we're giving you. And now you're telling us, well, actually, some of these AIs, it might be affecting the results.
Yeah, so I think what they're talking about is their chatbot product, you know, the ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And people do use the chatbots to, like, query it about, you know, which do you think is best for me sort of product research. But what we're seeing in the future is these specific bots. You know, a bot is like a AI program that is good at a particular thing. So you get one that's good at consumer product research. But, you know, there's someone shoving fivers in its back pocket, and we don't necessarily know that that's happening, and that's worrying. You know, I'm more worried about that because of the lack of transparency.
Yeah.
And in time, we will rely on these things to make more and more of our purchasing decisions, and not just, you know, our gadgets, but our medical insurance, you know, even which jobs we apply for. So their ability to shape us, I hesitate to use the word control, but influence us, is going to increase. So we need to have a regulatory platform and framework that makes sure that we are, as consumers and as citizens, protected from hidden influence.
Absolutely. Now, you've got a really good offer if you're a student.
Yes, yeah. So this is from Microsoft. And it's free for students, but I would say you don't have to have a student email account. You know, in this country, .ac.uk or in America, .edu, E-D-U. You can identify as a student in other ways. There's certain sort of cards you can have, like a totem card, for example, that took over from the NUS card. And, you know, a wide range of people hold totem cards, but they actually do apply. So what is the offer? You get, if you sign up for this offer, 1 year of free Microsoft 365 Premium, which is worth £190 on its own. And just to explain, that is all the Office apps like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, OneNote, all of those apps for a year. You get 1 terabyte of cloud storage called OneDrive, which is Microsoft's, cloud. It's a bit like Apple's iCloud. And you get access to Microsoft's most fully featured AI tools for a year. So, you know, Copilot is built into various products, but actually Microsoft 365 Premium is the highest level of consumer product when it comes to AI. So you get some really smart AI, you get the ability to build, you know, automations and workflows to automate aspects of your job or your whatever you do. And it's worth £190. In addition to that, you get LinkedIn Premium Career. So LinkedIn is a social network for professional people, essentially. Yeah, think of social media, but grown up, right? It's actually owned by Microsoft, which is why it's, you know, they're offering the two things together. And it's the premium career version of the subscription for 1 year. And what that gives you is... if you are a person who's job hunting, changing careers, expanding your business or professional network, it's ideal for that. And it's worth £360 for a 1 year subscription. It's not a cheap subscription. So these two things together are worth £550. It takes a little bit of applying for. So if people want details, they can email me hello@gadgetdetective.com.
Okay.
So if you just do that. On the point of productivity, have we got time for one gadget?
Yeah, and in a couple of minutes, if you can do it.
Yeah, I can do that. This was one of the things that was launched at CES, we didn't have time to cover it before. It's from a company called Corsair, Corsair, and it's a computer keyboard, but with a difference, right? It's called the Galleon 100 SD. They market it as a gaming keyboard, but I think that sells it short. If you're a gamer, it's got, you know, mechanical keys, fast scan, all of that. You know, you'll know about Corsair if you're into gaming. But what makes it special is on the right-hand side where you normally get the numeric keypad, you get a control center and something that can benefit almost anyone that uses a computer regularly. It's got a built-in Stream Deck. So 12 buttons, and inside each of the buttons is a color screen. So you can program it to show what that button's going to do. It then has integrations into all the most popular software, so you can automate your use. So you know, instead of having to do Command Shift 5, you know, to do a screenshot, you just push the screenshot button. It's got a color screen on the right, and it's got rotating knobs, which means that, let's say you're doing video editing, you can rotate the knob to scrub through the video and find the bit you want.
Well, and you can allocate functions to these buttons and knobs, can you?
Exactly.
Okay.
But the real strength is, first of all, though, it's got a color screen built into it. You can even do animation.
A keyboard with a screen. Right.
Yeah, well, it's got a screen, but the buttons themselves are screens.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah,
so you can see, so that one will say, you know, spell check or something. But you can be a lot more sophisticated than that, do these very sophisticated things. Price is £309, so this is not a cheap device. But an Elgato Stream Deck, which it has one of these built into it, Corsair own Elgato. An Elgato Stream Deck would cost you normally between £60 and £220. So actually, if you're in the market for a Stream Deck, it's actually not bad value to have the whole thing for £309. I would just say, just look into it, because if you use your computer a reasonable amount, it's just a great way. It makes everything more pleasurable, less friction, more productivity, more fun.
Fevzi Tokau, the Gadget Detective, thanks very much indeed.